Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Proverbs 8, 12 to 21. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12 to 21. I, wisdom, live together with good judgment. I know where to discover knowledge and discernment. All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance, corruption and perverse speech. Common sense and success belong to me. Insight and strength are mine. Because of me, kings reign and rulers make just decrees. Rulers lead with my help and nobles make righteous judgments. I love all who love me. Those who search will surely find me. I have riches and honor, as well as enduring wealth and justice. My gifts are better than gold, even the purest gold. My wages better than sterling silver. I walk in righteousness, in paths of justice. Those who love me inherit wealth. I will fill their treasuries. My theme for reflection is the call of wisdom. The call of wisdom. In Proverbs 8, 12 to 21, we hear the voice of wisdom, often understood as a representation of Christ, calling out with the message of truth, righteousness, and divine insight. This passage stands in stark contrast to the previous chapter, which warns against the seductive allurements of folly personified as a harlot. Here, wisdom invites us to embrace a life of discernment, integrity, and godly living. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. Proverbs 8, verse 12. Wisdom is not just about acquiring knowledge, but about applying it prudently and with understanding. The passage emphasizes the value of wisdom over material wealth, declaring that it is more precious than silver and gold, and more desirable than jewels. I have counsel and sound wisdom. I have insight. I have strength. Proverbs 8, verse 14. Wisdom is portrayed as essential for leadership and justice. It is by wisdom that kings reign and rulers decree what is just. Wisdom equips leaders to govern with fairness and integrity, highlighting the crucial role of divine guidance in political and social affairs. Those who seek wisdom early and diligently find life's true treasures. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. Proverbs 8:18. The passage assures us that seeking wisdom brings not only material blessings, but also moral and spiritual enrichment. Wisdom leads us on right paths, guiding us to make decisions that align with God's will and result in lasting peace and joy. My dear friends, in today's world where information is abundant but true wisdom seems scarce, the message of Proverbs 8, 12 to 21 is profoundly relevant. We are often tempted by the glitter of material success and the immediate gratification of foolish choices. Yet true fulfillment comes from pursuing wisdom and aligning our lives with God's truth. The call of wisdom reminds us that real wealth is found not in possessions, but in a life guided by understanding and righteousness. Leaders, whether in government, business, religious institutions, or community, are especially urged to seek wisdom for just and fair governance. For all believers, the pursuit of wisdom should be a daily endeavor, leading to a life of purpose, peace, and eternal reward. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, In what ways can you seek and apply godly wisdom in your daily decisions and interactions? Number two, how can you encourage and support leaders in your community or even in your church to govern with integrity and wisdom? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of wisdom which calls us to live lives of righteousness, integrity, and discernment. Help us to seek wisdom diligently, valuing it above all earthly treasures. Guide our hearts and minds to apply your truths in every aspect of our lives. May we influence those around us to pursue justice and fairness, and may our leaders govern with the wisdom that comes from you. Fill us with your insight and strength, that we may walk in paths of righteousness and inherit the eternal glory you have prepared for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.